This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Prosecutors set to call their first witnesses in the trial of a Southwest Colorado man charged in the disappearance and death of his son. Mark Redwine's trial began yesterday afternoon in La Plata County with opening statements from the prosecution and defense. Prosecutors focused on the fact that Redwine never went looking for his missing son, Dylan Redwine, after he disappeared in 2012. Defense attorneys, meanwhile, said the boy ran away and was killed by an unknown person. All while Dylan's mother, Elaine Hall, says that this has been an anxious period waiting for the trial to finally get underway.
My 13-year-old son, his life was taken with no regard, and I think that he gets lost in the shuffle of all this, and it saddens me deeply.
Mark Redwine charged with murdering his son Dylan after the boy came to visit from the Colorado Springs area in November 2012. A shooting at a popular Arvada shopping district yesterday sent shoppers running for cover and left three dead, including a veteran police officer and the suspected gunman. Details now with KRDO's Mia Villanueva.
It all began around 1:15 yesterday afternoon when police say officers were responding to a call of a suspicious incident in the Old Town Square near the Arvada Library. Just 15 minutes after that, 911 calls began pouring in saying that shots were fired. Two shelter-in-place orders were issued immediately after the shooting. Another was issued at 5 p.m. as well. Both have been lifted. Again, one of the three people killed was a police officer, Officer Gordon Beasley. He'd been with the Arvada Police Department for 19 years. The civilian who was killed, being described now as a Good Samaritan by police, we still do not know their identity, nor do we know the motive in yesterday's shooting.
That was KRDO's Mia Villanueva. A suspect's been arrested after carjacking a woman's car last night near Highway 24 and 21st Street in Southwest Colorado Springs. He made it to Woodland Park before being stopped and taken into custody. According to police, the man threw some sort of heavy object at the victim's car, hitting it. When the victim and her friends got out of the Nissan Sentra to confront the man, that's when he allegedly jumped in and drove off. The victim's vehicle was recovered. No name has been released of the suspect. One person is dead following a crash on Highway 83 north of Colorado Springs. The Colorado State Patrol says a total of three vehicles were involved in the crash yesterday afternoon near the highway's intersection with Stagecoach Road. A 79-year-old woman died in the crash, while at least one other person was seriously injured. The State Patrol doesn't believe that speed or impairment played roles in the crash. A man's under arrest in Pueblo after a deadly hit and run that killed a motorcyclist. Officers responded to Lake Avenue in Ormond around 2:45 Sunday. The motorcyclist was rushed to the hospital but later died of their injuries. The driver of the car left the scene before police got there, but witnesses followed him. They were able to lead police to his location. Police say 28-year-old Jared Sandoval was drunk when he ran into the motorcycle. He was booked into the Pueblo County Jail and is facing several charges.
Turning to coronavirus coverage now at 8:03 and a check of our latest COVID-19 case numbers. El Paso County reporting 42 new cases in the past 24-hour reporting period. That's continuing a pattern of fewer infections here compared to just even a month ago. Pueblo County, meanwhile, adding 5 new cases and 1 additional COVID-19-related death. Teller and Fremont counties both adding 1 new case each.
Coloradans who haven't been vaccinated yet are now getting phone calls, says ABC's Alex Stone.
The Colorado Department of Public Health is now making phone calls to adults in the state who have not yet gotten the COVID vaccine. They won't be recorded messages. It will be a live human caller who will offer information about the vaccine, give help on scheduling appointments, and answer questions. Colorado has a goal of 70% of adults being vaccinated by July 4th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
AAA Colorado is encouraging Southern Colorado drivers not to freak out if they see gas stations without any fuel. Skylar McKinley with AAA says there are plenty of gas options available, but panic buying just makes things worse for the entire system.
Buy what you need and there's plenty to go around. If you get selfish and you're fearful and you buy more than what you need, then that takes it away from somebody else, which creates more fear and creates more panic buying. So it is very much a snake eating its own tail.
It's believed some service stations ran out of supply because the pipeline typically used for gas transport went down for maintenance a few days last week. Gas was delivered via truck, but there were some delays due to the pandemic causing a shortage of truck drivers. The pipeline is back online.
A rural broadband project coming to Black Forest. Mountain View Electric Association CEO Jim Heron says the area really needs high-speed internet.
This will actually serve our membership, and most any time that you talk about bringing high-speed internet to the rural areas, people get excited.
The project should be fully rolled out in about 5 years.
Sunny skies and the heat returns for your Tuesday. Look for highs this afternoon in the low 90s around Colorado Springs, 98 in the Pueblo area with winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Do have a chance to see an isolated late day shower or thunderstorm. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.